Today on Gardening in a Minute, kumquats. Kumquats are called the little gold gems of the citrus family. They have a thin, sweet peel and a zesty, tart center, and you can eat kumquats just like you'd eat grapes. The kumquat tastes best when gently rolled between the fingers before being eaten. It's the only citrus fruit that you can eat, skin and all. The kumquat's unique flavor makes it a pleasant addition to many recipes, and it's a favorite for jelly, marmalade, and chutney. Kumquat trees grow well throughout Florida, planted in the yard or in large containers. Several types are available. The trees are very cold hardy and are highly resistant to citrus canker. The trees require the same care as other citrus, so add one to a sunny location in your garden. For more about kumquats and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pre-emergence herbicides. Weeds can be a gardener's worst nightmare. To help keep them in check, you can use pre-emergence herbicide products. Pre-emergence herbicides are applied before weeds are a problem and keep weed seeds from growing and emerging from the soil. They're commonly used in the lawn, but can also be applied to landscape beds. A 2 to 3 inch layer of mulch will also help keep weed problems down in your beds. Pre-emergence herbicides can be applied in either liquid or granular form and are often specific to particular kinds of weeds. Always read and follow label directions for how and where to apply any pesticides. If weeds are a major problem in your landscape or to keep them from taking over your life, consider using pre-emergence herbicides. For more about herbicides and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, changing lawnmower oil. Changing the oil in your lawnmower is a simple but essential chore that extends the life of your mower. First, always disconnect the spark plug wire. Remove the oil plug and drain the oil into a safe container. This is a good time to check your air filter and mower blade. Then replace, but don't over-tighten the oil plug. Check the owner's manual for the recommended oil type. Fill the reservoir with oil, checking the level several times until the dipstick registers full. If you overfill, the lawnmower will billow white smoke as the excess oil is burned off. Finally, replace the dipstick and reattach the spark plug wire. As with all hazardous materials, make sure to dispose of the oil properly. For more about lawnmowers and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, subterranean termites. Subterranean termites are the most destructive and frequently encountered termites in Florida. Subterranean termites live in colonies and feed on wood and other items that contain cellulose. They typically live in soil, tree stumps, or decaying wood. Wood in contact with the soil, especially near a moisture source, like a downspout or outdoor faucet, is susceptible to attack. However, termites can build mud tunnels or tubes to reach several feet above the ground. Subterranean termites may be detected by the presence of mud tubes, wood damage, or swarms of flying termites. In Florida, the peak swarming period for these termites is from January through May. If you suspect you have a termite infestation, contact a trustworthy pest control professional immediately. For more about termites and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, vines. Vines are a beautiful addition to any landscape, and many thrive in Florida's mild climate. Vines can function in the landscape in lots of ways. When grown on arbors, they provide lovely doorways to our homes or transition points from one area of the landscape to another. Trees, fences, and walls can be softened or transformed with vines like English ivy and passion vine. A deciduous vine grown over a patio provides a cool retreat in the summer and a sunny outdoor living area in the winter. Muscadine and bunch grapes are deciduous vines that also produce a tasty fruit. Vines can be used as living walls that provide privacy and can attract birds and other wildlife. If you choose carefully, you could even have flowers year-round. For more about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.